The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What are we celebrating today? Only 198 years later, Antoine Béchamp, happy birthday. And my guest this hour as well, and John Rappaport will join us later, is Christopher Barr. He's not a doc. He's not a doc. He's better. We got him linked up, nutritional historian. He's added so much to this program over the years, our understanding of whole food nutrition, as well as our mutual appreciation for Antoine Béchamp. Why? Well, you've heard about it for the last half hour. You'll hear about it a little bit more this half hour. Chris, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, it's great to be here and honor the greatest of all the scientists that we know of, at least in recorded history, Antoine Béchamp.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful things that we are learning from him and applying in our own lives and finding them validated with every step. And last hour we had a call from Francisco Rodriguez, a good friend of mine as well, and I'm glad you two are connected because he's very active in the supplemental industry and working on the microbiome. And we are getting some hints now that it's Béchamp's time to come back, and people are suddenly going, maybe this could be interesting. We might be able to learn something from him.
Yes, long past overdue. Especially since we can make such a difference in people's health, in their lives, and in their pocketbook by understanding the truths that have been covered up so vigorously, so ferociously, and to get them to see the light of day. Finally.
Yeah, and, you know, everywhere I go, you know, and what I've learned about Béchamp, the law of the terrain, It's a paradigm difference. I mean, it's not just a subtlety when you deal with, because I've lectured to doctors, and I know you have as well, and it's like you're speaking a whole other language. It's like they live on another planet. There's a whole other universe. When you suddenly explain this, that the germ theory, this concept that was, you know, stolen and remishmashed by Louis Pasteur, stolen from Béchamp, and Pasteur was kind of buddies with the emperor. And throughout history, if you don't know this, learn it, because this is the way it works. If you're buddies with the emperor, what you say, even if it's absolutely wrong, it goes. It becomes law. Not natural law, artificial. And the pharmaceutical industrial complex to be adopted that as its mantra, this idea that the germ causes disease. Béchamp said, no, that's not the way it works. It's the terrain or the milieu or the environment. And if we lived according to those principles, we would not be dealing with the absurdity of an Ebola outbreak that isn't real.
Yes, well, they were able to quantify it. That's why I like what Francisco was talking about, to be able to quantify things. They were able to quantify it in a simplistic sense that required somebody special to get licensed and people had to run to and pay money to, whereas the real truth is that we still have a need for a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. But when you learn the real truth, you can take care of most of it on your own. It's your terrain. It's your body. And learn how it's supposed to operate and operate according to the natural laws. and the way things are supposed to be. And when you get away from those things, and the more you get away from them, you open yourself up to susceptibilities. But instead, the susceptibilities is where the money is.
Mm-hmm.
So they've gone with the answer that can be controlled and make more money, rather than the real truth in which there's not as much money to be made.
Yeah, well, it's a disempowering concept, the germ theory, and it takes you out of the driver's seat. It takes you away from the one being the hero in your own life, where you have been granted this great, beautiful gift of life, and if you understand the laws and principles, you apply them, you don't have to be victimized by disease. Now, this doesn't mean you never suffer from an acute scenario of any kind. That's part of how the immune system is strengthened as a child, as we talk about childhood eruptive diseases, chickenpox, measles, and other things that they've feared us into saying, no, you must inject toxic poisons. It's much safer, and it will strengthen your immune system, when in fact, the opposite has occurred by relying on these things, and the immune system can't develop naturally, and therefore these children are suffering from devastating chronic diseases, even cancer now.
Yes, and all of it because of the impeding the natural immune function. You know, so it's all bass ackwards.
Well said. Hey, let's go to our listeners. There are lots of questions that are coming in through the website at robertscottbell.com, and this lets us know that we need to answer one.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, that means it's time for our question of the day. We've got more than one, but since we got Chris Barr here and it's Antoine Bechon's birthday, we need a little law of the terrain response with these questions. So are you ready, Chris?
I'm ready.
All right, here's the first one. Hi, Robert. My sister is battling a high white blood count. I have three questions. One, she has a fatty liver. Should people with fatty liver stay away from coffee enemas? Okay. Now, let me answer this first, because, Chris, I know you have perspective that you might not need a coffee enema, and that will make Super Don very happy. But, no, if you have a fatty liver, it's perfectly fine to use the coffee enema. But we'd like to prevent you from having a fatty liver. Now, go, Chris.
Well, in the first place, why would anybody think you can't have a coffee enema with a fatty liver when there's nothing to tie the two together? Of course you can cleanse the liver. But nutritionally speaking, selenium and chromium are both liver-specific nutrients. In fact, it was a study by the FDA back in the 30s and early 40s using a highly toxic form of selenium that you can't even accidentally get a hold of. It's so well-controlled. They fed lab animals, and they found it created fatty livers. Well, because they gave the wrong form in a very high dose. But when you have the right form, it actually clears out the liver. A fatty liver is a sign of, number one, a gross chromium deficiency, and number two, a gross selenium deficiency. If your body is rich in chromium and selenium, you can't have a fatty liver. You know, and those actually were discovered to be essential nutrients in the midst of liver studies.
Mm-hmm.
So it was studying the function of the liver and how to cause it to break down and to cease functioning that they discovered, oh, selenium is essential in 1957, and in 1959, oh, chromium is essential. Otherwise, you get a fatty liver condition,
right,
and worse.
But, Chris, I can't tell you how many times when I ask people and they say, oh, yeah, I know about selenium and I know about chromium. And I say, well, what form are you taking? Well, I got chromium picolinate. I'm like, oh, no, we have got to work harder to get this message out. I know you've been saying it for years. The form matters. It's just like we talked about silver. And she asked about if it's safe to take colloidal silver. If you're taking the silver hydrosol, yes. And, of course, the critical concern for anything in detoxification is, do you have adequate stores of selenium so that you can produce adequate amounts of glutathione? And that is the critical missing question when people ask, can I take X, Y, or Z? Are you detoxifying? And that's an important part of what we give in the whole concept of the law of the terrain. And so, yes, you can take the silver, the right kind. Same way we talk about the right form of selenium, chromium. By the way, you can get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Chris, she goes on to say that this friend has scheduled for a needle biopsy of a hip bone to see if there's cancer in the bone. And this woman, her sister, she's thinking, right, because she says if there's cancer there, now they'll make a hole in the bone. Isn't there a chance the cancer cells will escape and metastasize any information you could send me. You know, all right, Evelyn, Chris is going to answer that too.
Well, my immediate response to that is, you think?
Yes.
Yeah, let's not go spreading it around, although they'll tell you that's not possible out of one side of their mouth, but then mm-hmm. there'll be studies that show, yes, in fact, that does happen. And interesting that the bone requires silicon. Again, it's a weakening of the bone that allows that problem to exist. You know, my particular favorite cancer protocol that has been a greater than 70% reversal rate with cancer has been selenium in a whole food form, silicon in a whole food form, chromium in a whole food form, and CanGest, a mix of herbs that are liver restorative, liver cleansing, liver healing. You know, so again, we're addressing the liver and the bone with the silicon, and also selenium has a role there as well.
Yes.
You know, so we want to strengthen the terrain so it becomes inhospitable
right.
for the cancer to any longer exist there.
Exactly. Strengthen the terrain, alter the terrain back to health and balance. We got a question from Mark. He actually, in the first paragraph, and I'm not going to read it all, he actually acknowledges what we're talking about. He's taking a whole food form of selenium, a whole food form of chromium, some other superfoods. He's doing coffee enemas. And Super Don, he says he's happy to give you the details if you want to relieve your headaches one day. Just so you know.
I do Mark, not Mark want said, the details of doesn't... his enemas. No.
Okay,
I'll
Mark
pass
said,
on that.
Yeah. Mark, Super Don doesn't want the details, but
too
thanks
much
for
information.
Offering. But he said that whole selenium stuff, he says on WebMD, they're telling him all the bad things about selenium, bad breath, fever, nausea, liver, kidney, heart problems, all the things you're talking about right there, he acknowledges still up on WebMD.
Well, that's because if you get the wrong form, it can accumulate. Understand the problem of toxicity, whether it's silver, well, if you get the wrong form, the body doesn't utilize it well, so it stores up in the body. It's the storing up of an unused form because it's not the best or even the wrong form that is the problem. It's not the silver that's the problem. It's not the selenium that's the problem. If you have a whole food form of selenium that the body metabolizes well, it uses well, it doesn't store up, plus the body disposes of excess because it's metabolized well. When you use non-food forms, whether that's sodium selenite, you know, whether that's chelated selenium, whatever the form is, one will accumulate more than the other. But
right.
even then, the toxicity is an exaggerated condition anyway.
All right. Well, we're going to detoxify some more after this break. We've got a follow-up question from Mark, and it's vaccine-related. It's happy birthday, Antoine Bechamp Day, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. John Rappaport joins me at the bottom of the hour.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You know, I hope Antoine Béchamp appreciates the birthday wishes from Jimi Hendrix right there. What do you think, Chris?
Well, I don't know that he would have. It's not exactly French, but.
That's true.
It. I love Hendrix, even if Béchamp never heard him.
No, we'll roll with it. Antoine Béchamp's birthday today, and click on the links at robertscatbell.com, including our wonderful sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 6 days a week. But also, Chris has got a great article, PDF linked up, and you can read about it if you're wondering, well, why do they keep talking about this guy, Antoine Béchamp, the law of the terrain? What drives us? Why are we so passionate about this? Read that article, very succinct, and might open you up to a whole other world. Naturopaths usually get it. Chiropractors usually open to it. MDs, not so much, but the ones we feature on this show definitely have embraced Béchamp, and that's why we have him on the show.
Well, he's the key to understanding the fullest aspect of health. If you don't know Béchamp and his work, then you're seriously deficient in whatever approach that you're using to healing. No matter how good your success is, it could be that much better if you understood the foundational basics of the laws of the terrain as established through rigorous scientific detail from Antoine Béchamp from like 1853 to 1908.
Going way back. And you know, on the vaccine front, the relationship to cancer, the whole violation of the immune system, I mean, that's a big thing that people are now getting more aware of because of the disaster that is the vaccine industrial complex, the CDC, the promotions of these toxin injections as if they are sacrament in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. This person that was writing about selenium is doing the right thing, but they're worried. You know, what about this so-called emergency? They claim we have to mandate an Ebola vaccine. You know, what do I do? First of all, I go back to Michael Badnarik's words and say, Doc, you bring the syringe, I'll bring my 45, we'll see who makes a bigger hole, because you're not getting that needle anywhere near me or my kids. But having said that, those who are not so fortunate to stand up for their rights will lose them. What do? Well, there are homeopathic medicines that we are dealing with now for vaccinosis. There's more selenium as well, the things that we've got to do to counter the damage from vaccination, the silver aloe protocol that I write about in Unlock the Power to Heal as well.
Yes, absolutely. Just getting to restoring the terrain, the milieu again, with the foundational basics, chromium, selenium, silicon, the three most removed nutrients from the foods most Americans most commonly consume that have more to do with more body system functions than any other elements, and, you know, the silver protocol. You know, and you know, I was doing some research to find, you know, back in the 40s, they had... silver was in the food supply, and the silver quantity of foods has dramatically dropped in the last half century. You know, so there was a place for it in the dietary, and it's not there now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like all of the trace elements, and we acknowledge silver as a trace element, even though the medical authorities don't, because we've also identified, according to the researcher Gallius, receptor sites on the myelin sheath of the nerve cell. So unlike deleterious heavy metals like mercury, cadmium, lead, arsenic, aluminum, we have a beneficial impact on the neurology, the nervous system, which is quite different. Because, you know, you've talked about the displacement of selenium, for instance, with cadmium and other metals. You know, it literally just drains the body of that trace element that is so defensively protective of good health.
Yes, and then I've seen idiots lately calling silver a heavy metal. Excuse me, it's way down on the away from the heavy metal region. And by the way, iodine is a heavier metal than silver is. And nobody's saying, oh, stop using iodine, it's a heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the amounts of silver that are being utilized by anybody, even at crazy levels, are far less than the amount of iodine being used. So,
it's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just amazing, the stupidity of people who are supposed to be smart.
Yeah. Well, Chris, you know how much I appreciate and value your friendship as well as the support you have lent to me over the years in getting this message out to a larger audience all over the planet. And I encourage everybody to pick up, the kind of things we talk about supplemental-wise here, as well as read the article on Bechant. Chris also has two books, one on selenium, one on chromium. He was gracious enough to lend some of that information for us to use in the book Unlock the Power to Heal as well. And, again, we're invested in getting this information out and empowering you to heal. You have done it again, Chris.
Thank you. With your assistance, just to be a small part of what the great things you do. Thank you, Robert.
And one more happy birthday message, Chris. Say it.
Yes. Happy 191st birth anniversary to Pierre-Jacques Antoine Bechamp.
All right. Back after this with John Rappaport, a major blunder, boo-boo, a lie from the CDC, and then a Bali holiday with spiders. What's that?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Away. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Joining us now, my good friend, investigative journalist, reporter extraordinaire, in my book, The Best, John Rappaport. Welcome back, my friend.
Great to be here, Robert.
John, we have been covering this Ebola thing, of course, the most recent incarnation of Fear the Virus, the propaganda machine, the fear-making machinery. But as you go back and as we've witnessed the behavior patterns at CDC and federal agencies and even international agencies over the viral panic, each year it's something different, and they're pulling out all the stops with Ebola. But you've uncovered something from the CDC's own website, I understand, which is quite revealing.
Quite incredible. A little background on this. It has to do with the swine flu, also called the H1N1 flu of 2009, which I think most people will remember turned out to be a hoax and a dud. But anyway, in October of 2009, Cheryl Atkinson, who was writing for CBS News at the time, wrote an explosive piece in which she revealed that the CDC had stopped counting swine flu cases in America in the summer of 2009 at the height of the so-called epidemic. And nobody knew this, but she also found out why they stopped counting, because the overwhelming number of blood samples from the most likely swine flu patients in America, and these samples, of course, were sent to labs for confirmation, the overwhelming number came back negative for swine flu and negative for any kind of flu. So the CDC was totally caught with its pants down, because it was saying there were tens of thousands of swine flu cases in America, and yet there, you know, the labs completely refuted this thing. So the CDC really didn't know what to do, and eventually Cheryl Atkinson was shut down at CBS, and no other articles appeared on this. Okay, so today I go to the CDC website, and there's a page called H1N1 flu, that's swine flu, and the article posted there is titled CDC Estimates of 2009 H1N1 Influenza Cases, Hospitalizations, and Deaths in the U.S. And here is a little quote from that. These final estimates were that from April 12, 2009 to April 10, 2010, approximately 60.8 million cases of swine flu in the U.S.
You said 60.8 million.
60 million cases.
I mean, I met one of them. Where were we hiding?
So they're saying basically one out of five people in the U.S. had swine flu in the year 2009, when they couldn't even justify thousands of cases, because the most of the blood samples coming back were negative for swine flu. So they just said, well, look, if we tell the biggest lie possible, then people will believe it. And that's the only strategy we can do. So they just, I mean, you know, this is unbelievable. I mean, it even boggled me, and I'm used to their lies. So the takeaway from this is, and I'm just doing an article on this now, in which I'm saying, look, okay, right now the CD is saying that there was a sudden acceleration of death in West Africa, beyond anything caused by grinding poverty, severe malnutrition, starvation, decade-long war, lack of basic sanitation, industrial pollution, toxic vaccine campaigns. Right now, the CDC is saying this outbreak is caused by something called the Ebola virus. And right now, the CDC is saying the tests used to diagnose Ebola are very accurate. So I'm saying, feel free to believe the CDC. Because you have faith, because they must be right.
John, one thing I'm noticing because of this Ebola fear scare campaign is that it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that I'm noticing people from the mainstream thought forms within the media now beginning to question the, let's say, sanctity of the words coming out of the CDC. They're actually actively challenging and calling them grossly incompetent.
Yes, on that level, they are being challenged. But it's all on the level of the CD saying that they're managing this very well, and they're, you know, all of that. And so other people are coming out and saying that's nonsense. They're doing a horrible job of managing these few patients in the U.S. that they're calling Ebola patients. So, yeah, on that level, they're now being questioned and doubted. But when it comes to the basic assumptions, which I've just run down,
right,
there's no challenge.
No, it seems to me that you and I and maybe a couple other folks are the only ones calling the basic assumptions, you know, not grounded or founded in any level of scientific reality.
Exactly. And I know people who, very smart people, who admitted that the whole swine flu thing was a hoax, even though at the time there was just as much hysteria being pumped up about swine flu as now with Ebola. And now in retrospect they say, oh yeah, well we understand that was all ridiculous and so forth and so on. But now this thing is completely different. And they're being suckered in again, on a much deeper level than they ever were before.
Well, yeah, by the boy who cried wolf. I used to call Julie Gerberding Chicken Little Gerberding, because this was the game. And each time, the thing is, the people, very few people would catch on to the fact that they were the Chicken Littles of the virological world, of the vaccine, mongering world, the one that wanted to inject everybody for everything all of the time. And there's no difference in the outcome of what they'd like to see happen here. It's just a different, let's say, visual picture that Ebola brings to people when they're now told, just like polio, everybody's going to be paralyzed except 99.95% of the people who have polio. And this, you know, we're seeing the same thing when you look at the stats for Ebola. How many people actually bleed out of their eyes? Is it 1%? Is it half of 1%? It's not every one of them. And certainly when we look holistically into this, like past fever diseases of the early 20th century, the homeopaths and the naturopaths saw almost zero mortality rates, but they never acknowledge anybody who does anything, which is perhaps why they're attacking viciously anybody who proposes some other mechanism that is not patented to heal the body or protect the body.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. They don't want any competition here. They can say with a completely straight face, we don't have a vaccine. We haven't tested a drug. The drugs are all experimental. It could be dangerous, but you have no right to say that you might have a nutritional supplement or a nutrient or a homeopathic that could be useful, because we're in charge. Even, you know, if, let's just, you know, a fantasy, you know, 250 million people die in the U.S. And if somebody put a little classified ad in a magazine saying, hey, I've got an herb that might help, you know, then they would be arrested, you know, for practicing medicine without a license while 250 million people die because doctors can't do anything about it.
Well, it belies the real history, again, that we were not taught, which is why I so much focus on things like, you know, urging people to read Divided Legacy by Harris Coulter, you know, the real medical history, the unabridged medical history of America, where, you know, you have a whole other parallel track that was erased and rewritten to get us to this point where we would believe that these authorities are actually talking something that has some level of validity. But, of course, the technology now is such that when they say PCR, when they say antibody test, the average person just glazes over and goes, well, gee, that's beyond me. They must know what they're talking about.
Right. They must know what they're talking about. And, you know, I recently read an interview with one of the scientists from the so-called Perth group in Australia, Papadopoulos, by Christine Johnson. And the whole question was, does HIV exist? And it's a brilliant interview, and even though it's complex in certain respects, you know, you can understand what Papadopoulos is saying. And she's making a tremendous case, not only for the idea that HIV doesn't cause AIDS or any human disease, but that there is no proof that it even exists as a virus.
Yes. Liam Shepp and I interviewed Papadopoulos on this show some years ago, and we had to have it closed captioned for the hearing impaired because she's got such a thick accent, but we were able to parse and come to that same conclusion.
Yeah, I mean, so how deep do the lies go? And again, if you go back into the history of real traditional medicine, before the allopaths completely took over and the pharmaceutical companies took over and so forth, I mean, you not only see different kinds of treatments that are workable, but you see different approaches to the whole idea of disease, in which the germs themselves are really minor players. It's not, you know, germ, 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 fear, fear, fear. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with as you know, you've said many times, the terrain of the body, looking at that, adjusting things so that the immune system becomes more powerful and returns to a state of great health. And the germs really don't matter. They don't matter at all.
Right. Yeah, and we covered, in fact, some reports out of Nigeria that they had this thing contained in relatively short order by quarantining those that they suspected and hydrating, simple levels of keeping them hydrated and mineralized during the worst of their immune response, which they call a disease. We call an immune response. Instead of suppressing it, allowing it to occur, and the recovery percentages were much higher than those who were suppressed with medicines.
Now, that's very interesting. I read a statement, I can't remember where, by somebody who was saying that the dehydration and the loss of minerals was really what was killing people over there.
Yes.
It had nothing to do with anything but that. And so that if you rehydrated people, and of course you would also have to, you know, find a way to eventually get them nutritious food and so forth, because a lot of these people are starving, but
yes.
You know, it's the endemic diarrhea in the so-called third world,
right,
that has been killing people for centuries.
Well, and it's the endemic diarrhea coming from the mouths of CDC officials here that are really the harm that is happening in America, the fear of the virus that may or may not even be the cause. And John Rappaport, my good friend, I appreciate you so much for keeping the digging going on and releasing this information that brings the power to heal back to the people where it belongs.
Thanks so much, Robert.
All right, back to wrap it up after this. Thank you to John Rappaport.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
When Mary holds your hand, you feel so grand. Your heart starts beating like a big brass band.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You are lightheaded.
It's the Bali holiday with spiders.
No wonder that it's Mary that we love.
I have to redo that song now, Super Don, with this story. This story is incredible. You know what? We've covered, and this is perfect for kind of the Halloween month that it is, you know, the scary of Ebola. Of course, right. We're trying to alleviate the fears, but we had the scary of the 3-inch cricket in the guy's itchy ear.
Yes.
We had the 3-inch leech named Mr. Curly in a woman from somewhere in Asia.
Right.
Just upper nose. Oh, look at a leech. Oh, isn't that interesting?
Vietnam.
Yeah,
that's
Vietnam.
Right.
So now we're thinking, hey, let's go somewhere nicer like Bali. And
Bali.
This Australian guy, he goes to Bali on holiday. That's why I like that. I like that you did that little Mary Poppins song. Makes me a little bit happy there.
Yeah.
And evidently, something decides to crawl into his, what was that? He had an appendix scar? He had an appendicitis? So
he had a scar in his stomach from his appendix being removed. And apparently this spider thought it might be a nice little place to kind of warm up, I guess.
Yeah, if you think we're joking, here's a bit from the news piece out of Australia covering this Bali holiday with spiders.
Dylan Thomas was bitten by a tropical spider in Bali, but this arachnid tunneled under his skin and lived there for 3 days.
I just felt violated, really.
He felt violated. Yeah, I think, you know, it's not like a spider would, you know, just bite me and envenomate and then leave. It decides to burrow into him, and it starts crawling up his belly. You got to see these pictures, and just leaving venom along the way. So it's like, you know, you see this long red line down up this guy.
3 days. Three days it took before. And initially he went in and they thought he'd maybe just gotten a spider bite.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave him, like, you know, some, what's that stuff? Like the antihistamine, type stuff, you know, to put
on.
Like a
Benadryl-like thing or something.
Yeah.
You know,
turns out it was a spider.
What I would do, of course, as a homeopath, we've got spider bite remedies. We've got bug bite, insect bite remedies. And I thought, you know, as a great service to this guy, next time he goes back to Bali, because he evidently says he's going back, you know, no little spider's going to keep him from his Bali holiday.
Right.
But, you know, basic first aid concepts. If you have, you know, it could be a fire ant, it could be a bee, it could be a wasp, it could be a spider. Even the dreaded brown recluse. And they've got some nasty spiders in Australia, too, as well. And you want to be ready for these things. Homeopathically speaking, the first thing you tend to think of is LEDUM, L-E-D-U-M. It's a spider bite remedy because it's like a spider venom. So Ledum, L-E-D-U-M, is your number one choice. Now, there are, like King Bio has an insect bug bites formula that has everything, so you don't have to think about, oh, I got to reach for the right thing. So that's good. But, you know, letting you know about some single remedies here that would be helpful. Ledum. Of course, you could do topical use of tinctures like echinacea, things like that, or in the silver, the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel would be great. But the Ledum is also the key homeopathic remedy. You know, you could go into other venomous insects like the honeybee or any of the bees, and you have Apis mellifica. That's always a good one in regard to the sting, the bee sting in that regard. And there are even snake venoms. If you got bit by a venomous snake, that are available to you, Lachesis or Lachesis. Crotalus horridus, by the way, that as a snake venom, that seems to be the most matched up to the symptoms of the severest of Ebola, Crotalus. So you can actually get C-R-O-T-A-L-U-S. Did you know about Crotalus, Superdon?
Crotalus. No, it's a new one to me.
It's Crotalus horridus. I mean, you talk about a scary name.
Wow.
Right? It's Latin. There's Elaps and Nausea. These are all different snake venoms as
Nausea.
Well.
Nausea. I would say that's for nausea.
No, Nausea, N-A-J-A. You look it up, Latin name for, you know, certain snake and the venom from it. And I always start with Bryonia or Nux vomica or Chelidonium, if you remember that, because why? Just like we talked about with Dr. Daniel Newsom yesterday, liver detox, detox. You are envenomated, you are poisoned. There are toxins. Right. You want to increase the liver function. And so homeopathically, we do homeopathic detox or drainage remedies, Bryonia alba, Nux vomica, good ones to do, along with the Ledum, L-E-D-U-M.
I'm still waiting for you to come out with the Expecto Patronum. I haven't heard that one yet.
No, I know. These haven't been as cool Latin-sounding names as some of the ones you get to say, I'm going to Harry Potter on you. But you know, even if I talk Ledum, that qualifies for Harry Potter. It does. Listen, we're out of time. I want to say thanks to John Rappaport for showing up today with an incredible reveal from the CDC. You can link to it. I've got the image in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks as well. Happy birthday, Antoine Béchamp, to Christopher Barr. That was a terrific discussion on the terrain.
Yep.
And we'll have more with Dr. Frank King tomorrow, Liam Schaff relationships discussion. Really good stuff. Stick around. We've got that tomorrow. In the meantime, the power to heal is definitely still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.